to agenda item 8, PR 2026-000021, DHO waiver 2026-00005. Nicholas M. Nuccio requests aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 49, Riverview Heights addition, zoned R1C, located on Atrisco Drive Northwest and containing approximately 0.0671 acres. Mr. Nuccio, would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, it's Nicholas Nuccio, 829 Ponderosa Avenue, Northwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please tell us about this waiver request.
So again, we're requesting a sidewalk waiver for new construction, you know, a project that will be a new construction for a single family home on a vacant lot that is just at the last vacant lot on this stretch of development on Atrisco, which is north of Central by the Pat Baca open space. And, you know, once again, we're requesting a sidewalk waiver based on, I misstated it earlier, but it was a 14-6-6P3, the 10 criteria there. And there are no, you know, once again, there's no sidewalks on the adjacent properties. And to the south, it's just all dirt. And to the north, you know, there's dirt and driveways and landscaping. So we wouldn't be breaking any continuity of the of any existing sidewalks because there aren't any. And that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Nuccio. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No.
Okay, thanks. I'll go ahead and call for public comment then. And if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond.
Okay.
So for everybody here, this is agenda item 8, and it's a request for a sidewalk waiver on Atrisco Drive. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anyone with a hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item 8. Last call for public comment on agenda item 8. Okay, Mr. Nuccio, doesn't appear there's any public comments. So we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Excuse me. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Bear with me 1 second. Sorry about that. My screen just kind of froze up. Takes us next to hydrology. Mr. Taekwon Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Just to remind you, gradient drainage plan will be required prior to building permit approval. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Before I read my comments, I want to apologize to Mr. Nuccio. He had reached out to me on this waiver request earlier this month to ask for aid in coming up with his justification letter. I did not properly look at this individual property before I gave him advice on how to move forward on this. So with that, I'll go ahead and read my comments here. Transportation finds that the 10 criteria have not been adequately met for this waiver, especially criteria 2 and 10. Atrisco is a major collector with average daily counts of over 10,000 vehicles. There are no existing sidewalks directly adjacent to this property, but there is continuous sidewalk starting 4 properties to the north. Transportation is not in support of a waiver for this property. With that being said, we would like to offer Mr. Nuccio the opportunity to use the modified procedure C where he would, as he goes forward with his development, that he would agree to basically pay into the city building sidewalk if the city were to ever come through here wanting to build the sidewalks along Atrisco.
Now, Mr. Nushu, would you like to respond to Mr. Armijo's comments?
Yes, I thanks for the apology. It's not necessary. But yeah, I'm more than happy to pay into any future development of sidewalks that may take place.
Okay. Let's see, just in terms of procedural posture, if that's the route that you want to take, Mr. Nuccio, does it make sense to sort of withdraw this application rather than having it be a denial?
Okay. Well, I was under, this is Nicholas Nuccio. I was under the impression that it would be approved with the condition that I would agree to,
Ah, I see.
that it would be like a conditional approval, is what I was kind of under the impression would happen.
Okay, thank you for that point of clarification. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. If you'd please raise your right hand, Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
I defer to, I'm going to put in my two cents here and defer to City Engineer Shahab Bizar and Ernest Armijo. But if staff isn't supporting the waiver request and is recommending a procedure C, it would seem to me that we would be recommending either a denial or a withdrawal of this request. I see. Or no, I see Mr. Beazar's hand is heavy.
Okay.
Mr. Beazar, if you want to go ahead and jump in.
Thank you, Mr. Biasar. If you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So in these cases where we are wanting to possibly move to a procedure C process where the applicant agrees to contribute to future sidewalks if it ever gets constructed by the city, but it still needs to be heard at the DHO level where we will approve a deferral of the sidewalk. I don't know if that makes sense, sir.
So it'd be sort of like instead of approving a waiver, it would be approving a deferral. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
Shahab, so this is Jay Rodbeck. We have a temporary deferral of sidewalk construction application process that goes administratively through our development facilitation team staff. Is this different from that?
So typically, basically, this is Shahab Bezer again. So we're waiving it not to be constructed now. And since it's required an infrastructure list, I think we in the past, we've since we had a plat in action like North Albuquerque Acres, we've kind of made a decision at this level. But if we have a deferral process, I think we could. But I felt like in these cases, the DHO still had to make a decision since it's indefinitely waived in a sense. I don't know if it's like a deferral, like indefinitely waived. But I mean, I'm thinking we could probably just make a decision in this body that it's indefinitely waived and it's going to be handled through a procedure C.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see his hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
A couple things. I just note these waivers are effective for a year. So we got to consider that. And this one would be tied, so nor like a lot of times they're going to be tied to a plat. Are you going to be applying for a plat, sir? This is tied to
There's
building,
already a
right?
plat. I mean, I'll be applying for a building permit and
Building permit.
it'll be part of the grading and drainage plan.
Okay. I think we, Shahab, I think we need to tie it in some way to the permit. because it's not tied to a plat. Like if we decide to, if the DHO decides to approve this waiver, required procedure C, we need some way to tie that to the building permit, I would think.
I have a
Go ahead, Mr. Nuccio.
I have a, so if it's so if it were to be stated on the grading and drainage plan, you know,
Yeah,
then the
that's
grading
how
and
we take it.
drainage plan, you know, is approved by hydrology, that and that grading and drainage plan is tied to the building permit, then would that not effectively kind of do what you need done?
This is Shahab Bizar. So what we need to do, I guess, like Mr. Roderbeck said, we just have to request, I guess, a deferral of the sidewalk since we are not going to be approving the waiver of the sidewalk. And then with that, we'll just create an infrastructure list. And what we have to do, we have to go through our DRC group to create what is called an infrastructure improvement agreement, procedure C commitments. So basically, you're committing to pay into any future improvements if it ever happens. So that you don't have to contribute anything right now. If the city ever decides to build those improvements, you're agreeing that you'll pay or the future owners will pay towards those improvements if it ever happened.
Okay. So at the end, so I'm not fully understanding, you know, how it moves forward from here then.
This is Shahab Yazar again. So our staff could guide you with that process. So I just had a question for Jay. So are we denying, so are we going to be denying the, or just withdrawing the application?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So a withdrawal request would require the applicant withdraw the app. We can't, you know, withdraw it ourselves. The applicant would have to, you know, either provide a
Or can we
written.
just do it at this hearing right
We do it at
now?
the hearing. Yeah, we do
We
it. I
could
was
just
gonna say,
request a
yeah,
withdrawal of the
either
application
written,
if
you
that's how
know,
we
an
want to decide to
email,
move
or
forward.
yeah, the applicant can withdraw here in the hearing.
Okay, so I would withdraw this application and then I can talk to the city engineer to get guidance on how to move forward with it.
This is Shahab Bizar. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, or just our planning staff, Jay Roderberg, or like some of the one of our other planners could help you with the process.
Hey, Shahab, this is Jay. We can handle this administratively, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you
We'll
have
guide you through
if
the
deferral is
process.
administrative, yeah.
Yeah, we'll handle it administratively. So we just need a withdrawal request from you for this
Okay.
on record, and then we'll deal with this administratively with you.
Okay, sounds good. This is Nicholas Nuccio, and I request withdrawal of my application for a sidewalk waiver on Atrisco Drive, for PR 20260001.
Thank you, Mr. Nuccio. I appreciate the conversation and glad to hear there's a path forward. I'll acknowledge the withdrawal of the application under agenda item 8, as stated by Mr. Nuccio, and best of luck with the project. Thank you, Mr. Armijo, Mr. Biazar, Mr. Rodenbeck, for your comments, and good luck, Mr. Nuccio. Thank
Okay,
you.
thank you. Take care.
Take
Bye.
care. Goodbye. That concludes agenda item 8. That takes us to agenda item 9, that is PR 2025-020079, minor plat 2025-00065, minor preliminary final plat, as well as a DHO waiver 2026-00004, which is a request for DHO waiver, submitted by John Paisano as agent for Gary Bernier, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of unplatted Springer Transfer Co. zoned MXT, located at 1224 Stone Street Northeast between Odelia and Indian School Road and Mountain, and Edith Boulevard and I-25, containing approximately 0.1734 acres. Now, do we have a representative of the applicant here?
So I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
John Paisano, 9816 Admiral Dewey Avenue, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Paisano. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please tell us about the project.
It's a subdivision, well, not a subdivision, but a standard lot, like a residential lot, basically 50 by 124. And there were two small strips that were not included in the original lot that we are trying to add to that. They're all owned by the same person, with different deeds. And so we're trying to, like I said, combine those so that they can maybe plan to put a house on that at some point.
Thank you, Mr. Paisano. And tell me about the waiver portion of it.
The waiver portion, you're talking about the sidewalk waiver?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been built up there. There's a well, you can see here on the picture there that you're showing. It's paved. It's a concrete street, and the property line is pretty much right on the top of that wall, and all the utilities run along that property line.
I see.
And so we had asked for the waiver because there's going to be a lot of work and cost to not only the buyer, but maybe the utility companies or whatever to move that. So we had asked for the sidewalk waiver for that reason.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for a public comment?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll go ahead and see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So,
Okay.
for everyone here, this is agenda item 9, request for minor preliminary final plat and a sidewalk waiver. Please raise your hand to speak on agenda item 9. Scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anyone with a hand raised, again, calling for public comment on agenda item 9. Last call for public comment on agenda item 9. Okay, Mr. Paisano, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, David, with the Water Authority, we have no objections to the plat or the waiver. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objections. For future development, gradient drainage plan will be required prior to building permit approval. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has reviewed the justification for the waiver and finds it adequately addresses all 10 criteria. We have no objection to the waiver or plat.
Thank you, sir. Takes us to code enforcement. I will be delivering those comments.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no objections to this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Up next is Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
I will be, sir.
Thank you, Mr. J. Runbeck. If you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
It's new.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Roadmack speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no comments on this request, on these requests.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you, Anthony. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen real quick as I go over these comments.
Thank you.
Okay, so planning defers to transportation staff regarding the DHO waiver. Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Thank
So
you.
in regards, Thank you. In regards to the minor plat, we do have several comments. This entire area highlighted in the turquoise is currently unplatted. So my comments are: a copy of the original recorded plat and/or recorded deed for all of the parcels within the highlighted area in the screenshot below must be submitted to confirm the lots depicted in the Bernalillo County Parcels database within the highlighted area that they match up with the legal descriptions of the recorded deeds. If the Bernalillo County boundary lines, so those would be the brown lines in the screenshot below, are reflected by recorded deed, staff must confirm that they were recorded prior to November 16th, 1973, to confirm they are legal boundaries. A replat by deed recorded on or after November 1973 would be considered an illegal replat, as the creation, elimination, or adjustment of lot lines had to be completed by plat rather than deed on or after the noted date. According to city records, the highlighted area, the entire area within the highlighted boundaries is unplatted, requiring submittal of the recorded plat or recorded deed for these properties, as they could potentially affect the boundary of the subject property for this request. The second is a MAFCA must sign the plat. I've provided some visual screenshots from the Bernalillo County records, and it is still showing Florinda Chavez as the owner, so we would need proof of the current owner. The legal description of the county records, as you can see, between the plat that was provided by the agent and the legal description, do not match the title of the plat. There was a submitted letter, and I just wanted to point out that the submitted letter also verifies that the county is saying that they are not showing the proof of the ownership yet. The proposed plat features the incorporation of a 11.32 foot portion of the property from the abutting property to the north at 1226 Stone Street Northeast. There's the UPC number that was conveyed by deed from the owner of the property to the north, Mary Elizabeth Fernandez, to Lauren, Liz Lauren LLC, but was not previously replatted. Therefore, the abutting property for the property to the north of the subject property must sign this plat, and the boundaries of the property to the north of the subject property must be incorporated into this plat. There's also some, once again, going back to the legal description, I've provided some information of the difference between the callouts that they have to match. Please reference the original plat book and page document number for the deeds or plats. And then an ownership statement must match current vesting deed or title commitment exactly. If property is held in trust, LLC, or estate, that entity must appear on the plat, include the owner's name, mailing address, and vesting instrument from the book page or instrument number used. The plat must list surveyed acreage with precision. If different from assessor, include a note stating acreage shown is based on field survey and may differ from assessor records. And then I just provided a little bit more information in regards to some discrepancies on the sheets of the plat provided. And that's at this time, that is all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Let's see. I see Richard with the hand raised. Are you
Yes.
the applicant or part of the applicant team?
Yes, I am. Can you hear
So,
me?
yes, I can hear you, sir. We
Okay,
can
great. Thank
state
you.
your full name and mailing address for the record.
Richard Green, 32 Kiva Court, Sandia Park, New Mexico, 87047.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I just comments this. This was a there was a previously a single family house on this property that was scraped by the city, and addressing issues from the assessor, this all started because the assessor said, "Hey, this is an unplatted area. We won't assess this in your name. I'm a managing member of Lisloyn LLC until you go do new survey work." And so that's when we hired Mr. Paisano, but then discovered our deed that we bought from the estate was actually a little smaller than visually of the lot itself. Through a lot of research and title work, we did discover that this extra strip was indeed part of the original ownership of said lot. The house straddled the lot line before it was torn down. The family lived on this lot as it was one for 50 years. And it came about that there was this extra little slice of land. So then, through some legal advice, we went and got the neighbor to the north to quick claim us that strip just to cover all bases because there was no title insurance. Said, well, maybe, sort of. And so we reached out simply as a neighbor to the north and said, hey, you don't own this. You've never owned this. But for a sake of clarity, would you please sign this quick claim deed, ensuring there is no confusion and basically getting you to acknowledge that you don't own our little strip that our northern boundary abuts their southern boundary. And so those are two items I wanted to mention that the folks to the north, having them sign the plat, well, that was more of a for us and our attorney and the title company before we knew we were going to have to go through this process to simply reassemble this little single family lot on Sohn Street. And so that's why we did that. And then the assessor, and the assessor's confused because they even sent us a letter when we re-recorded some updated deeds, reaffirming some probate and reaffirming Mr. Paisano created a new legal description. So we went back to the estate, got new deeds, and the assessor is just thoroughly confused about, we even got a letter from them after the facts and said, oh, well, they thought it was the property, the contiguous property to the south of us. And there was like, oh, you can't record these deeds because you don't own that property to the south of us. And so I guess I'm asking for some help and clarification to streamline this based on what this is and how to move this forward with the history of this existing lot. And we're just platting it to so we can build another single family house that had previously been there for 50 plus years, right? Which I know is a little irrelevant. So thank you for your assistance and advice on moving this forward.
Thank you, Mr. Green, for that background information. That's helpful to understand the picture, what's going on. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see he has hand raised. Jay Rodenbeck, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So, Richard and John, regarding that strip of land, I think the issue, and Mr. Beazar can jump in here and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the issue is you quit claimed it, but you didn't go through a boundary adjustment plat like you're supposed to, and incorporate that through a platting action. Therefore, because you haven't already done that, it needs to be a part of this current request. And that's why not only do you need to get that adjacent property, the abutting property in the north to sign the plat, but you also need to feature the plat boundaries on this current request, this current platting request. Again, I defer to Mr. Beazar on this, but we discussed this and I think we're on the same page. But I'll let Mr. Beazar correct me if I'm saying something that's incorrect. But I think the issue is you just didn't include that strip of land in a previous replat. You quit claimed it, but it has to be replatted and included in your property and boundary adjustment plat. But that also means that you need to include the remainder of the lot to the north in your replat request, along with having the property owner of that property sign the plat.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Beazar, did you want to add anything to that?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Shahab Beazar, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I know, Richard, you mentioned that you found out through documentations that the previous owner owned a strip of land that basically got a new deed. So the new deed doesn't, it's an illegal deed, unfortunately. And I mean, that portion needs to be deeded to you, or like a replat, I mean, sold to you, I mean, or given to you through a replat process. But you said that you found documentations that the previous owners owned that piece. So do you have those documentations that predate 1973?
I'd have to look at the documentation. What we were able to discover was this little strip of land was noted in a mortgage that was recorded against the property. And I think it was not previous to 1973.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's the difficult part. Like if you find could find a deed
But
that the previous owner had that prior to 1973, then that would be considered a legal deed or boundary, or it could be incorporated as part of this tract. If not, what we will need to do probably since the previous, I mean, the owner deeded that this to you, I mean, you just have to go back and incorporate or find, I mean, find out like if you could incorporate their property as part of the replat and have that piece be, I mean, replatted into your property.
Go ahead, Mr. Green.
Thank you. So the original, so back to clarification, the neighbor to the north, it was never their piece, but to so they did give us a quick claim deed, just more so asserting that they had no ownership in our property. And then we did go back to the estate, and the estate signed updated
This
deeds.
is a whole planning thing for you think you have a thing. This is some of these people have to go up here and get approval from the
Looks
city
like
office
there's
for
a
planning
Paul
department.
Aguilar speaking. Could you please be on mute? All right, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Green. If you could just restate what you said.
Yes, thank you. Just clarification of understanding what we have and mention that there was a plat or replat. This property, as Mrs. Montoya stated, has never been platted. So that's part of it, is there's never been a plat on this particular area in Martinez Town, and that's where we struggle, is it's never been platted. So back to the clarification of, we did get our neighbors to the north to basically acknowledge they don't own this strip, this indeed, this strip that is in question. We did go back to the estate, the family that we bought the property from, and with Mr. Paisano's help, we did create a new legal description, because once again, this all started out of the assessor. We went down to the assessor's office and they said, "Oh, well, this is not a good legal. You need a new survey." And then that's where we are here. So I guess understanding we have this lot, there was always been a lot. I understand that I'm in a little bit of a situation, but do look for your advice to help move this forward, understanding what it is.
Thank you, Mr.
Please.
Green. Okay, so yeah, this is a tricky one. It can appear to be sort of like chicken or the egg, right? But the crux of it, and I don't want to be providing advice, but essentially we are in a position where any deed that is after 1973 that is not of a platted lot is basically an invalid deed, is what staff is saying. And so in order to have that quit claim be valid, it has to be in connection with the plat and of a platted parcel. And that's really what they're getting at. And that's that from that stems the requirement that, you know, this property to the north be included. Ms. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to know too, in addition to the, what we were talking about with the northern property owner, the property owner to the north of the subject property, Anthony Montoya in her memo noted that we need some research done on other properties in that highlighted area there that is being shared, screen shared, because all that area is unplatted, according to city records, according to county records. And I mean, I feel for you guys, and this isn't something that is typically required for a replat, But because that whole area is unplatted, we just need to make sure that the property boundaries that you're that are reflected in your replat are all, okay. That basically that that they're those property boundaries as they exist in the Bernalillo County property records are okay because they could affect your replat request.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Green, go ahead, sir.
No, thank you. I guess just in the words of Mr. Rodenbeck, it's unfortunate. I don't. It's is there, I we I'd love to be offered any advice from
Yeah.
any other panel. Would be wonderful.
Why don't we
Seems
do
like an
this? I'm wondering.
unjust burden for this one particular property, but I mean, I understand the concept, but
Yeah.
it's an unjust burden based on the property.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Mr. Biazar, go ahead, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar again. I think what staff is asking for, like if he could look at the and do a little bit of research on the surrounding properties, see how they were deeded. If some of those properties are like deeded prior to 1973, they will not have to be included as part of the platting action, but also DPM provides a provision where the applicant, let's say if they, all this whole area was deeded illegally, the DPM has a provision where the applicant reaches out to the property owners where the illegal replat, and if and there's a time limitation if they don't respond back or choose not to participate as part of the replat, this owner or this property could move forward with this platting action. But I mean, basically, the work needs to be done, unfortunately. With the applicant to kind of reach out to the surrounding properties, assuming that they're all illegal plats. Yeah, that's we've had these situations in shopping centers where things were deeded illegally, unfortunately, and we had to go through the same process.
Yeah. Given where we are, I'm wondering whether this is probably best to defer this item and let Mr. Green
Can I
consult
say something real quick?
online. Yeah, is that Mr. Paisano?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
So basically, all those the properties in that area were actually surveyed. I mean, when we did it, we wanted to verify that everything fit according to the deeds. Of course, they're not shown on the plat, but they were surveyed. And so you're just saying that we just need to add that information to, like, well, the one on the south, I think there's a survey for that. I believe it was recorded. So you're not questioning that one. You're just questioning the one to the north, and of course the one to the east, which belongs to the archdiocese, I think. Is that an issue at all, or is that just because it's the archdiocese you're not concerned about that?
Ms. Rodman, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll defer to Mr. Beazar by what I say here, but I think it's a matter of the property owner to the north most likely needs to be a part of this replat. The other properties, we just need to make sure that those deeds were legal deeds, and that the properties are reflected by the Bernalillo County property parcel database there in that screenshot are they're all legal deeds, I think. I think that's what we need, and
I believe the deeds were submitted in with the documents that we had, the additional documents, attachments that we had put into the DHO, the
well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Are you talking about for all those properties that are highlighted in that screenshot, John? Okay.
And most of it is our, the big section of it is all owned by the Archdiocese, is the church is to the north and it's all church property to the east is part of the process is problem. I don't know, could be part of the of our, yeah, it's all Archdiocese property, and then it's been issued because they've transferred it recently with their legal issues. And we did talk to the Archdiocese land department, and they said, what do you want from us? We don't own that lot, and but I guess we can go back and talk to them and see if they have any records as well.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Biazar, go ahead, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Yuzar again. Mr. Paisano, you mentioned that the lot to the south has been replatted, or
No,
how.
the lot to the south was surveyed. There's a record of that at the county.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just a survey plot. It's not a replot. I looked at that, so
Okay.
it's not considered a replot, unfortunately. And you look at it just as survey,
Okay.
and so I don't know why people record those at the county, without going through a replot process. But that's not a legal document, as far as you're concerned, for considering that as a boundary.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead. I think, like I was saying earlier, I think this is, and this is Robert Lucero, I think that we should probably defer and just give everyone a chance to confer offline and sort of get a little bit more information, and then we can come back and see where we are. If we defer to the next regularly scheduled DHO, would that give us enough time? Do you think both applicant and staff? Or do we need more time than that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I would defer to the applicant on that. That's up to them because they're the ones who have to do the research and work on this.
Go
Ahead, Mr. Green.
Hi. When is the next meeting?
I mean, I'm just pulling up the
Sure.
calendar.
March
Thank you.
11th.
March 11th. I guess we'd like to be on it, please. I'll dig into with title and deeds and research, and we can email if it looks like we will not be able to have that research completed in time, if that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Yeah, that's a good idea. So let me just ask one thing. Ms. Montoya, would you be the point person since you're the staff planner that issued the report, or is there a different person that they should work with to interface with the city?
I'll work with Mr. Paisano and Mr. Green.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. This is one that merits closer review and more information. So we'll go ahead and defer. I'll make the decision now to defer agenda item 9. That's PR 2025-020079, minor plat 2025-00065, and DHO waiver 2026-00004 to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which is on March 11th, 2026, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everybody. And that concludes agenda item 9.